Welcome to Coaching the Whole Educator, the podcast that helps instructional coaches, teacher leaders, and school leaders. I'm Becca, former educator and school coach turned transformational coach of coaches. I'm on a mission to help you improve your educator's effectiveness and resilience, especially the ones who need it most. Each week, we'll cover quick tips, strategies, and coaching mindsets so that you can be on top of your coaching game. Are you ready? Let's dive in. And now a word from our sponsor. Hey coaches, have you ever wished you could clone yourself to save time? If your answer is yes, the SIDMe platform might be right up your alley. With my own work, I use the SIDMe platform to connect with my coaches and leaders and stay organized when I'm not there. The app is super easy to use, and I love the video feature where teachers can film lessons and coaches and leaders can record video reflections. This app saves me a ton of time and is a game changer in terms of being able to truly connect to my people in between visits when I'm not there. I can even stay organized with the individualized resources section for each person I'm coaching all in one place. And I don't know about you, but I like to try something before I buy it. Because of that, I've gotten SIDMe to let you try the platform for free first to see if it's actually a good fit. If you're interested, go to SIDMe.com/TWE to check it out and claim your free coaching package. That's SIBME.com/TWE. Or click the link in the show notes. Hello, 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 coaches and leaders. Welcome to episode 68 of the podcast. This episode is being recorded in December, right before holiday break. And before we go on break, I wanted to give you an episode that's both useful for wrapping up the school year before you and your teachers go on break, as well as something that you could use while you are with your family and friends and you're relaxing. So this episode is on acknowledgements and the vital importance of them. This is something that I rarely see done enough in schools. And so I want to tell you about them and how to do them in a way that neurologically really impacts people and share with you situations that you could easily use them in. So let's talk about acknowledgements. Acknowledgements are specific, positive things that we share about someone else, okay? And we share it to them. I want to acknowledge you for, okay? And we can use them in lots of different ways. We can share them in lots of different ways. I've also heard them called generous appreciation, which I love that term, right? So we can generously appreciate people. Same thing as acknowledgement. When we are acknowledging someone, we're acknowledging them for their qualities beyond what they have or haven't done, okay? So I want to acknowledge you for being vulnerable and tenacious in taking risks in your classroom. As we are heading into break, a lot of times I see in schools, school administrators and coaches giving out little gifts, sending out little notes. And oftentimes I see them being pretty general, like, oh, thank you so much for your hard work this year. And everyone gets the same note, right? And you go off. And I remember when I was a teacher, I thought, that's a nice gesture, but it wasn't very meaningful. And when we are going into break, we have a real opportunity to create connection with our teachers. And this is one easy and free way to do it. Thinking through each and every one of our teachers, what qualities we appreciate about them and sharing it with them. Will this take a little bit of time, especially if you coach or lead a lot of teachers? Yes. Is it worth it? Absolutely. Often when school leaders and coaches write these notes, I see them posted in teachers' classrooms next to their desks years after those notes were written. Now, something that is equally or many times more impactful is when you are able to say it to someone's face, causing human connection in that moment, okay? When you do that, that shows the person that you see them and who they are beyond the things that they do. Really important, Okay. And so when you go home to your family and friends, think about who these people are for you, right? As you're wrapping presents and you're writing notes, consider writing some generous appreciation, some acknowledgement for the people in your life. Again, this is something that potentially would be free for you to share with the people in your life beyond generic, I love you, I'm grateful for you being my friend, right? What could you say that acknowledges who they are for you? And I really want to emphasize the neurological connection that happens neurologically. We actually release oxytocin in our brains when we do this. Okay. And I also want to acknowledge something that often doesn't get acknowledged around this. I'm laughing because we're going to acknowledge something about acknowledgement. Sometimes when we are getting ready to acknowledge someone, we actually feel deep anxiety. If we are not used to truly, authentically connecting with another human, this can cause anxiety. This doesn't mean anything's wrong. It doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. So when you get ready to acknowledge someone, if you're feeling anxiety, just acknowledge it. Hey, I am feeling anxious and I'm willing to try to do it anyway. Okay. So you might want to start with just writing acknowledgement notes. Okay. And then you can move into person-to-person interactions. I want to encourage you to develop a habit of acknowledgement, habit of generously appreciating the people you work with and the people in your lives. So we hope from the whole educator that you have a wonderful break and that you get what you want out of it. Is it relaxation? Is it adventure? Is it human connection? We hope you get whatever you want out of your break. And until next time, always remember, don't treat people the way you want to be treated. Treat them how they want to be treated. See you in the new year. Take care.